Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prepare for a major recession. That's the warning from Deutsche Bank based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming. Their economists now say there's better than a 50% chance a major recession will hit America next year. Polish and Bulgarian officials said Tuesday that Russian energy company Gazprom informed them it was suspending natural gas supplies to the two countries for their refusal to pay in Russian rubles. The cutoffs took effect today. European leaders said they would not comply, arguing that it violated the terms of contracts. President Biden, in a meeting with House Democrats, said that he's poised to take significant action to relieve student loans, a move that would strain inflation and the national debt. The current number sits at $1.7 trillion nationwide. Representative Tony Cardenas, the Democrat from California, initially raised the issue with Biden during their meeting. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
A police officer in the George Floyd death is now seeking a new trial.
An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
3-month-old Brandon Cuellar was found Tuesday morning, nearly 24 hours after San Jose police and the FBI say he was taken from his grandmother's home while she was bringing in groceries. Police had been searching for a man seen in a surveillance video, and it was a tip that finally got Brandon back home. Three suspects are now in custody. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Project Veritas released newly leaked audio that recorded Twitter leadership addressing staff over concerns relating to Elon Musk's takeover of the company. In this clip, Twitter CMO Leslie Braylon, board chair Brett Taylor, and CEO Parag Agrawal.
How does the board and Mr. Musk plan on dealing with a mass exodus, considering acquisition is by a person with questionable ethics?
The question of attrition, as Parag stated, one of the themes of today is continuity and ensuring that Parag and his leadership team continues to operate the business successfully on behalf of our users, on behalf of our customers. And that has obviously been a big topic of discussion at the board. And as I mentioned, an area that is important to Elon Musk as well because of the importance of Twitter as a service.
With no board in place, who will keep Elon accountable and how? Elon made it clear in public that a large part of the reason he bought the platform was because of our moderation policies and disagreements in how we deal with health. This puts Twitter service and trust and safety, as well as anybody who cares about health on the platform, in a very difficult position.
Twitter service, the one of our policies, and the capabilities we build around content moderation are fundamental to keeping Twitter safe and growing. I believe that there is a lot of work we have to do to continue making that better.
The company-wide call lasted around 45 minutes. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, but thank you for being on the team. We're going to win this deal. You know, for all that stands in the balance here for this next generation, our American dreams, our American way of life, and no doubt that it is in the crosshairs of these globalists that want to do everything they can to destroy this great American idea. The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, joins us now. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I don't know if you caught this. This is, of course, these reports about documents and texts that have been coming out of the January 6th investigation, or, you know, this big surprise that they're offering, you know, these new details and the extent that House Republicans, particularly members of the Freedom Caucus, were involved in plans to, as they put it, unwind the 2020 election. I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. Were they trying to unwind the election, or were they trying to figure out what was the validity of the election?
Yeah, that's exactly. They were trying to figure out the validity of the election. They knew that there had been, I think we all know now that there have been a number of states where there was theft, election malfeasance, let's say, a number of states, enough faulty votes to question the outcome. And they were trying to get to the bottom of it in real time. And exactly. You know what? That's called legal. That's not an insurrection. That's mm-hmm. called actually performing the duties of members of Congress who are tasked with a final vote mm-hmm. on whether or not who's going to be seated to be president of the United States. They are constitutionally tasked with that responsibility. So, and the Democrats have used that in the past quite a bit. So it's let's just be honest.
Well, yeah, and that's my exact point.
This is process.
Exactly. And this is my exact point, Rick, and I'm so glad you brought that into the discussion here, is that had the tables been turned, I know we say this quite often, but it's true. I mean, the Democrats, I don't know, has there been any one modern-day Republican president who was elected that didn't get impeached? Has there been any one? They have impeached everyone. They have gone through that process because they've not been happy with the results. They didn't get their way. And so now here's something comes out that, wow, I mean, the evidence. You've got over 1,000 sworn affidavits a serious penalty for filing a false report and a false affidavit. And you've got over 1,000 saying there was improprieties based on the laws locally that people knew. Also, another sidebar here is Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, which I'm sure you've heard about, which is set to release this weekend. Actually, I think it's this weekend, is quite revealing. as to what is demonstrated here, the very thing that you're suggested, it is a compilation of all these infringements, all these illegal activities. And even though it was suggested in the report that the Republican Freedom Caucus was, you know, they were brainstorming, saying, okay, how do we do this? Well, and so as you ask those questions, you have legal counsel saying, well, that might be a bit illegal. Maybe you shouldn't do this. But the way it's being reported is if, you know, the fools went forward, and even though they were hell-bent on, you know, proving something that didn't happen, they were ready to break the law. I mean, the reporting on this is so one-sided, and it's upsetting to me. Go ahead.
You know, shock media that imposes bans on information that might do damage to Biden before the election, bans information that might do damage to Biden's legitimacy as a president. Let's just first of all, members of Congress can talk to others, talk to the executive branch, talk to outside people to try to determine if there is a legal pathway to get done what they are legally required to do, and to convince their colleagues to not confirm a president who did not lawfully get elected. That is their responsibility, okay? Yes. So anybody who isn't being targeted by the J6 committee should hang their head in shame, because they didn't, because they basically said, we're not doing our job. So that's first. Mm-hmm. But secondly, I want to remind people of something which I've been thinking about a lot, because I think this Elon Musk is going to have this problem at Twitter. But I'll remind people that the headlines on January 2017, when Donald Trump took office, on the front page, it was an article about bureaucrat resistors who were going to try to stop Donald Trump from being able to act as president by denying him the levers of power that the bureaucracy holds. Mm-hmm. They were actively talking about that because Donald Trump, in the Washington Post, was not a legitimate president. He was not legitimately elected because there was this whole false Russia collusion garbage that was going on that we now know is totally false. Some people cling to it, but they're bitter clingers, as somebody might say. Mm. And it's so the left spent 4 years delegitimizing the Donald Trump presidency. Mm. They used the bureaucracy to try to do so. They impeached him twice. Both on false grounds, and they did everything they could to disrupt his presidency from the House of Representatives, from the Senate, and in fact from the bureaucracy and from their media arms. So I'm really not very patient with these clowns when they want to say, oh, a guy like, say, Louis Gohmert is not allowed to talk to the White House and say, you know, we've got a, here's how we might be able to do something. Here's the vote that we can force. That is their job. And I'm sorry if the Washington Post and the various mouthpieces of the left don't like it, but you know.
Yeah, but this is even from the Hill.
These are the same actors that spent 4 years trying to impeach Donald Trump. Okay. They have no legitimacy.
Right. Well, and the thing is, they hurt the American people, and here we are realizing not only did they hurt the American people during Trump's administration, but what have they done to the American people? What have they done to the world? Look at our standing. Our standing was already compromised prior with Obama-Biden. And not all of America saw that. They refused to see it because, you know, they wanted to hold to this ideal that, gosh, you know, here we are. We're so modernistic. We're so liberated that we could elect the first black president. And so, you know, there was no question whatsoever. We checked everything in because, hey, look, we checked the box. We checked the most important box, and we can't ask any questions. And God forbid that you would challenge him going, wait a minute, you know, hey, jobs are down, inflation. I mean, even his own idea and vision. I mean, you remember as he was wrapping up his administration, he said, well, probably the best GDP we're going to have is somewhere maybe, you know, 1.6, 1.8. And when Trump was talking, you know, threes, maybe fours, you know, they just laughed. They thought it was ludicrous. And look what happened. You know, and the difference was the difference was a leader. That was the difference, and the difference was a leader for the people. That's what the huge difference was, and that's what people need to understand. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, to put a bow on this reporting, and, you know, both of us are just frustrated with the media. It's like, why don't you do your darn job? Why don't you just report the facts? I don't need your suggestion and your bent. Obviously, you're prejudiced, you know, and this is why you're losing readers, And then you complain that the country is not united, which is galling. You know, it's like you do all this stuff to divide the country, and then you complain, well, we had a problem with unity. Well, no question. You're sitting there fanning the flames of disunity, and then you wonder why you got exactly what you have sown. And you're reaping a hellstorm here that sooner or later, this has got to come on their pumpkin heads, because they are misserving the people. They're no longer servants of the people. They're servants of their own ideology, and it's an ideology that has nothing to do with our constitutional God-given freedoms, Rick.
That's 100% true, but I will point out that I can understand why they're going a little nuts right now. It's been a really bad couple weeks for them. You see Disney stocks in the tank. Elon Musk.
$40 billion.
Yeah, $40 billion.
Who came up with that brilliant move, right?
To put that into context, that's just about what Elon Musk paid for all of Twitter. Okay?
Right, exactly. That's what happens. Real quick, that's what happens when Disney lets Goofy be the CEO. See, that's what happens. Just saying.
I thought they'd let Dumbo be CEO.
Well, maybe, you know,
he's a CFO.
It could be.
Dumbo's a heartwarming story. Blah blah blah.
Yes.
So I'm not going to pick on Dumbo, but you had that. You had Netflix go in the toilet because people are not subscribing. They've got a choice. In terms of different streaming services, and in competition, Netflix is too woke, and people are saying, I'm moving away from them. So Netflix went in the toilet. You have Joe Biden has now reached the worst number of in terms of approval of any president in history. Lower than
Jimmy Carter's loving it. Jimmy Carter.
He never thought he'd live to see the day where he wasn't the worst president in American history, and he has, which is sad. Truthfully, it's bad for America. Joe Biden is such a bad president that it's hard to take any real positives out of it because he's doing active harm to the country, and that's and we have to stop him from doing that, however we can do that through using legal means.
Right, both these guys are products of the Democratic Party, right? I only say this because I want the Democratic Party to do some soul searching, and I don't know if it's possible, because if the truth be known, the Democratic Party's DNA has been so antithetical to the Constitution from day one. Forget about what they've said. Just look at the fruit of their efforts. This is the party that promoted and backed the KKK. They are the ones that did everything they could to make sure that the slaves were not free. And here they are claiming some sort of higher ground. They are the ones that instituted the war on poverty to such a degree that it enabled more poverty. It didn't liberate poor people. If anything, it's like the old Tennessee Ernie Ford song. You know, when I was a kid growing up, 16 tons, what do you get? I owe my soul to the company store. Well, the company store, the way the Democrats lay it out, is the Democratic Party. You know, the unions, they owe, whether you're a member, you're a member of a union, you owe your soul to the Democratic Party, because of all these great things, supposedly, teachers, unions, all these other union members that are going, wait a minute, I don't want my money to go and support that. Well, you don't have any choice, buddy. The union has your money, and they're assigning it, right?
Actually, this is an interesting point, because a lot of people are watching as some of the Starbucks stores are unionizing as stores, an Amazon plant unionized. Let me tell you, when people sit there, and at some level, I really have a hard time feeling bad for two of the most leftist companies in the world, and feeling bad for Jeff Bezos, and yet Schultz doesn't run Starbucks anymore, but somebody of his ilk. I have a hard time feeling sorry for them, but the fact of the matter is, the employees, this is a really important point people need to hear. These employees basically, are
3 months to 6 months on the job on average. They pay union dues in their checks up front. So they end up paying for years with the union dues, getting almost nothing in their paychecks for the first couple, 3 months because of those union dues. And guess what happens? They leave for another job.
Right.
Because that is the nature of fast food work.
Right.
And so what you actually have is a vast majority of the employees who are going to be paying these dues are never going to even be close to a beneficiary of any union activity because they aren't going to be there long enough to be a member of the, to actually receive any benefits. Mm-hmm. So it is a, it is actually nothing more, nothing less than really stealing from people who are at the bottom end of the payroll ladder and stealing from them with a false promise that they're going to get a benefit because a vast majority of these people are not getting, are not going to get any benefit whatsoever. In fact, it's going to cost them their paychecks for 2 to 3 months to meet the upfront union dues.
They might as well get used to it because that's what they do as citizens of this country. Right. Think about it.
Well, they do that. You know, that's true. They do that with payroll taxes.
It's, a, but, it's the same thing. I mean, these poor kids, they're paying for something they didn't buy. The mistakes,
Well, that's right. They're going to learn. They're going to learn the hard way that, oh, by the way, all that, you know, our free student loans that we had eliminated. Well, we're paying. We're going to either pay higher taxes or higher interest. You know, have higher inflation as a result of paying that off. So, you know, maybe not. Nothing is free,
right?
And they'll figure that out. The people I feel badly for, the people who actually survived the system, went out, got a job, whether after graduating college or not going to college, went out, got a job, or working their tails off, and now they're the ones who are going to have to, who are going to carry.
Oh, they're going to. Oh, without a doubt,
they're the ones who are doing. Or earning a salary and earning a paycheck. But I just need to make that point in terms of these Amazon and Starbucks workers. The biggest scam in the world, well, one of the biggest scams in the world, are unionizing those workers because unions know it's all cash flow to them with no service out the back door.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, to the young kids out there, beware. This is systemic. This is truly a systemic issue. It happens in our government. It happens, in workplaces like this. And Rick's exactly right. Speaking of Twitter and Jeff Bezos, I thought it was really rich that he threw a CCP rock in Elon Musk's direction when his warehouse is loaded with CCP product.
Yeah.
I mean, did anybody get the irony of all this? I mean, I just, you know, was I just the only
what
one?
It told me, what it told, no, I, it was pretty, the irony was rich. But the thing that tells you is Elon Musk is in Bezos' head. Because Elon Musk is actually out trying to build stuff and change the way things are with really what would have been considered to be crazy things 20 years ago. That he's making into a reality. Some of them, I sit there and he's used government funding to do it, and it kind of makes me, my stomach churn a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, Elon Musk turned down Bill Gates' offer to get involved with him on giving money away. Because Elon Musk knows the things he's doing is doing more to help people than anything Bill Gates will ever do.
Well, Elon Musk is also all the smarter because I don't think he's is Elon Musk married, getting ready to split half of his wealth with an estranged wife?
No.
Okay, just saying. I mean,
yeah.
Hopefully not. We'll see. Hopefully, Elon Musk could be the savior of all of us for free speech and set a whole new standard. I mean, this has really got the social media oligarchs up in a twit, just saying, right? Good fun. Stay tuned for details.
All on Twitter.
Thank you, Rick, man.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed and 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603-77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply, subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prepare for a major recession. That's the warning from Deutsche Bank based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming. Their economists now say there's better than a 50% chance a major recession will hit America next year. Polish and Bulgarian officials said Tuesday that Russian energy company Gazprom informed them it was suspending natural gas supplies to the two countries for their refusal to pay in Russian rubles. The cutoffs took effect today. European leaders said they would not comply, arguing that it violated the terms of contracts. President Biden, in a meeting with House Democrats, said that he's poised to take significant action to relieve student loans, a move that would strain inflation and the national debt. The current number sits at $1.7 trillion nationwide. Representative Tony Cardenas, the Democrat from California, initially raised the issue with Biden during their meeting. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, I said, ladies and gentlemen, can we still say that? I mean, that just shows you how old school I am, because that was kind of a traditional greeting in broadcasting. And, of course, today in this woke society, gosh, I just realized I could be offending people if I said, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. I mean, it's like you have to be, and I don't know. I guess anything else I say from this point will only just get me in more trouble. But I just caught myself saying that. So, you know, if you're offended, I apologize to you. It's just, it's who I am. I mean, and it's how I'm raised. And it doesn't mean that I can't learn more. And I want to learn things, obviously, as you do, that make sense and that are truly intellectual. Okay, and we'll leave it at that. We're standing by for the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director, Bill Pascoe, TPP's man in Washington, to talk about what's coming up. And in the House, the House Republicans are set to grill Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas this week when he testifies before the House Judiciary Committee for the first time on Thursday. The hearing takes place amid a firestorm over the Biden administration's decision to lift Title 42. Don't you know that's going to be fun? I mean, did he get a phone call from the border czar, Kamala Harris, herself saying, Secretary Mayorkas, I'd be there with you, but, I got the COVID, so you may have to go and fight this battle on your own. I mean, what is he going to say? I mean, our border is in absolute chaos. And with what is being projected with the lifting of Title 42 come the end of May, if this in fact actually happens, and I know states are doing everything they can coming against this action, and there's been some court decisions, but if they can, you know, really stop this, we'll have to, you know, continue to pray and also to be active, to let your, to let your congressman know that this is unacceptable, that they must, respond to this. They must, do something. We just cannot leave our border wide open. I mean, we've got over 160 countries coming through the border. I mean, this is crazy. And what is Mexico going to do? I mean, they're coming on their side and crossing in, and it's overwhelming their services. You've seen video of their people being, their officers, their police basically being run over by these immigrants. And of course, yesterday we reported on the one National Guardsman, you know, Bishop Evans, which, interesting, you know, the mainstream media barely reported on his death. He goes in and he saves. He gives his life to save two immigrants who are flailing in waters, in dangerous waters. And his life is sacrificed. And the irony of this is that he saves, two of the people that he saves were actually drug running for the cartel. I mean, this is sad on so many levels. And again, we're the number one death agent of our citizens, 18 to 45, I believe, is the demographic range. Number one is fentanyl coming through our southern border. Thank you very much, the communist Chinese. But Nancy Pelosi's not going to say anything about that because her family's getting enriched by the communist Chinese, and they're holding those strings pretty tight, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's Biden, possibly others that Peter Schweitzer has reported on. They've been elite captured, and Miranda Devine describes, our ruling elites have been captured by the communist Chinese to do their bidding. So this is why we don't know about, what happened at the Wuhan lab, and we're trying to somehow, believe into this delusion that it came from some bad, it was just some sort of, fluke of nature, that it wasn't anything intentional. But we haven't gotten any information from the communist Chinese whatsoever. But we definitely, they definitely have gotten a lot of money at our expense. And it's somehow it's okay. It's acceptable. Really? This is just unbelievable what they've done to us. And they continue to do that. And you wonder, okay, what's happening with America? How compromised are we? You got the president of the United States now with information, from his son's laptop. You can't deny it anymore. And I keep saying that it doesn't stop with Joe Biden, because you have to remember this happened on Barack Obama's watch. Barack Obama was the president of the United States. And if anybody knows anything about Barack Obama, this guy was a micromanager. He had to know everything. This is who Barack Obama is. So you're going to tell me that he didn't know what Hillary Clinton was doing with the Clinton Foundation? He didn't know what Barack Obama was doing? He didn't cringe when he saw on video, Joe Biden telling the Ukrainians and kind of laughing about it. Oh, yeah, I told the president, look, I got $1 billion here for you. If you want that $1 billion, then you better fire that prosecutor that's looking into my son's business, Burisma. That's not going to happen. And he says, well, you're not the president. He goes, oh, well, go ahead and call him. Find out for yourself. Joe Biden himself indicted the president of the United States, saying he was in collusion with this quid pro quo thing. Now, if Nancy Pelosi would have been on our side, oh, my goodness, that would have been a red cape to a maddening bull for her. Could you imagine how deep her jowls would have got into that? But we don't have anything like that on the Republican side. We don't have anybody like that fighting for the people with that kind of passion. We have a couple people, you know, Bobart and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and of course they characterize her as like she's some sort of cuckoo bird, and what she's guilty of is representing her people passionately and ideologically, in a sense of saying, hey, look, I'm going to take my elected office seriously. I'm going to do the people's bidding. I'm going to look out for their interest. And so, now the latest malignancy of her office is that, you know, she questioned, you know, along with, you know, 50%+ of the American people, I think now is up to almost 60% now, questioned the authenticity of the 2020 election. I mean, even the Democrats could not even get those kind of numbers, you know, even as they were going after Trump with this false narrative, this delusional report that even our officials, our national security officials knew it was bogus. And then the media has the audacity to ask Donald Trump to go, wait, what? You don't believe your security people, your national security people? He didn't say anything. You notice he didn't say anything. But it was interesting, the question was asked, number one, and of course then we find out a couple years later that these are the same knuckleheads, 51 of them, who declared that there was validity in, this narrative that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, right? So it's like, wait a minute, this thing's gone full circle. And so where's the mainstream media? These people are asking the questions, you know, Mr. Trump, President Trump, how come you don't believe in the national security people? You know, this is the country's national security people. These are the experts. How come you don't believe them? Oh, now we know why you don't. And maybe why he doesn't is maybe why we shouldn't. And the 51 ought to be put on the bench forever and said, okay, hey, thanks for your service, Kina. And, we'll take it from here. We're going to get other people in place that we know that we can trust that will support our constitutional rights. And, oh, yeah, you know, that vow that you made about defending the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, we're going to get people that really, when they put their hand in the Bible and make that vow, they actually believe and passionately will defend it on behalf of we, the people.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rob Henneke joins us now, and we're here to talk about the federal district judge granting temporary restraining order blocking Biden administration's repeal of Title 42 immigration policy. Rob is the executive director and general counsel at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Rob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we were just talking earlier before you came on, Rob, that you got Mayorkas, coming to the Hill, I believe it is tomorrow. Boy, he's going to have some tough questions to answer in light of the chaos happening at the border. And, of course, the federal czar had commented that she probably sent him an email saying, hey, I'd love to be there with you, to offer you some comfort, but she's got the COVID. And so she's not going to be able to be there to offer him much support, because I think the GOP has got to hand their hat to this guy, because, how does he defend the chaos happening at the border?
Well, he can't, and he really, I don't think we'll be able to defend what he and the Biden administration is doing or trying to do is seems to be intentionally making it worse. There's going to be tough questions when Secretary Mayorkas testifies tomorrow before the House Judiciary Committee. And I'm really looking forward. There's some strong Republican members on that committee, Jim Jordan, Chip Roy, Andy Biggs, Louis Gohmert, to name a few, that are I expect to have some really tough pointed questions for the secretary. And I think they'll insist on answers as well.
Well, you're trying to square up a round circle here, because you got the administration on one hand, wanting to lift Title 42 because they said that the pandemic is no longer in play. We shouldn't be worried about it. But yet a judge decides that, forget about these mass mandates, and they're all in a Twitter over that and tied up in some sort of pretzel logic going, but wait a minute, we can't get an answer from a judge. We didn't get the word from on high from Dr. Fauci or the CDC, being in a sense that somehow in the Constitution we have surrendered our freedoms and liberties to the
the WHO, Facebook, Dr. Fauci, and the CDC, not necessarily in that order. I keep looking through the Constitution, and I don't see any of those four entities mentioned in terms of where our freedoms come from. Have you, Rob? Am I missing something? I mean, you're the attorney.
You know, my copy, it doesn't have that either. So you're right. And it's a contradictory message coming from this administration. On the one hand, they say we still have to have masks on airplanes because COVID. But on the other hand, this public health measure, Title 42, that's been placed since March of 2020, that has allowed, for public health reasons, the Border Patrol to remove persons unlawfully in the country without having to go through the asylum process. Now the administration just wants to cancel that in the midst of a current border surge where the attempt to cancel Title 42 is going to even exacerbate that more. There's a flood of migrants coming. You can almost live stream and watch every day as more illegally cross into this country. But just completely eliminating all of these immigration restrictions sends a message to the rest of the world that the United States has an open border, which is contrary to our laws. It's why the administration got sued, and it's why the judge stepped in with a TRO to stop the Biden administration from illegally canceling this program.
Yeah. And these countries that are represented, over 160, Rob, and some are saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, you're robbing us of our labor force. I mean, you know, when you hear statements like that, it doesn't give you the sense that, in terms of the grounds for, legal migration, refugee status, that seems to kind of annul any threat of, persecution when you've got the presidents of these countries, the leaders of the country saying, wait a minute, you're robbing us of our labor force. That doesn't sound threatening to me, does it to you?
No, it doesn't. The persons who are coming here, look, they're coming for the American dream. They're coming for economic opportunity for the large part. This is not individuals that are legitimately seeking asylum because they have a credible fear that entitles them through that process. But just that's not how it works. And, we have a broken immigration system. But before we can address that, we have to have integrity and security on our border. And being able to control who is allowed to come in, who is not allowed to come in. I mean, Bill, it just came public here recently that in the last year, Border Patrol has arrested and caught 43 individuals who are on the worldwide terrorism list that were caught entering into our country illegally. There's no telling how many were not apprehended, but this is a real threat to our nation. And the fact that the Biden administration wants to incentivize the cartels to smuggle in even more individuals will continue to cause a public health issue, as well as a national security issue, as well as a public safety issue. And it's got to stop.
Rob, why is the Biden administration ignoring the obvious on this issue? The obvious that they are associating this country with the cartel. The cartel is making billions of dollars on this deal. And, this has been a windfall profit for them. And here, at the same time, it violates the number one job of the President of the United States, which is our security. And he's ignoring that. And you mentioned earlier, when you look at legal immigration, which is, cut back dramatically. I mean, we used to allow close to 1 million legal immigrants to come into our country, due process, they were sponsored and that sort of thing. Now we're letting in millions, and essentially they're being sponsored by the Biden administration and the taxpayers of America, unbeknownst.
Think about this, Bill. The number one most profitable industry right now for the criminal cartels that basically now control the northern third of Mexico. It's not drugs anymore. It's human smuggling. Bringing persons into our country illegally has become a $1 billion a month industry for the cartels that our government is facilitating and encouraging, not just by, these open borders type policies, but then by the practice of the Biden administration to transport people across the country, to allow individuals to remain here after they've entered illegally, it's really almost, you know, a partnership in a way between, you know, what the Biden administration is doing and the organized criminal activity that is bringing drugs into our schools, fentanyl that's killing our young people, that is involved in, you know, sex trafficking and human smuggling and horrendous things that are being done to people every day.
Exactly.
You know, and our government's complicit in it because they won't do their job and enforce the laws and defend this country.
Well, Rob, again, the basis of our Constitution is we the people. And you bring up two important points here. You bring up drugs, you bring up sex. The reason they're coming in here, because, hello, there's a market for it. And America needs to do some soul searching here. We need to take some personal responsibility in dealing with the drug problems that we have. I mean, they are flooding our country and our young kids with fentanyl. We've got over 80,000, you know, young kids. The number one killer of the demographic, what, 18 to 45, is death by overdose. Thank you very much, Communist China, and fentanyl. And now you have the sex trafficking. We've got moral decay happening to such a degree that even Disney wants to fight to teach five-year-olds about sex. Who would ever thought in our lifetimes, Rob, that we would be dealing with something, you know, so morally obvious and so morally decadent? So we the people, this country that has been so blessed, yeah, our borders are open, but our walls are also down when it comes to our own morality, that we would even, you know, allow for a marketplace that would participate in sex trafficking. And the stories, as you know, are horrendous. I mean, get stories where, you know, there's sex camps in the country. We're not talking in Mexico. We're talking in the United States of America, where these young girls are having sex 20 times before lunchtime at 12 noon. Now, these people are nice enough to give them a little bit of a lunch break, and then they come back in the afternoon, and there's another 20 encounters per, you know, per sex, you know, per young girl, young immigrant who has been taken over and enslaved by the cartel. And here we are, the land of the free, home of the brave. We want to jump up and down and talk about slavery and everything like that. And we're participating in modern slavery. You know, this is an indictment on our own morality, isn't it, Rob? I'm sorry to go on and on, but this really upsets me that this is not being talked about. And I'm glad you brought it up.
No, it is. It is. And, you know, we need to understand, everyone that's listening to your program right now needs to understand, this is what's happening on the border. This is not just, you know, innocent migrants looking for better prosperity in America, but there are horrendous events being done to women and children every single day that's being encouraged by this administration's open borders policies. And we have a moral obligation as Americans to demand that it stop, demand the Biden administration do its job in enforcing our laws, protecting our border, and stopping the cartels from being able to profit off of human misery and suffering as they are right now.
What's the call to action, Rob, here for the people that are listening? What do they need to do?
First call to action is follow thetexaspolicy.com, our website. Thursday, we will have a live stream talking about reactions to Secretary Mayorkas's testimony, and then demand that your member of Congress, your U.S. Senator, act strong on this. It doesn't matter where you live.
Thank you, Rob Haneke. Appreciate it.
She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final.